Adler's Network proudly pretends to present the Great Debate. Former President William Clinton versus former Senator Robert Dole on Uncle Bob's Electronic Digital Playland. Our moderator for tonight's debate, Randy Ooney.
You know what bugs me? Doing a program like this where it doesn't matter what bugs me. Tonight's exercise in ego gratification, theirs, not mine, is number 18 in a series of 10 debates between these two political fossils. Now, how does that work? If there's 10, how did we get to 18? Well, we're on a tight schedule. Mr. Ex-President, Mr. Former Senator, welcome.
Hello.
Thanks, Randy.
Well, the two of you have already made a hash out of the war, the budget, taxes, traffic control, the homeless, healthcare, and energy. Tonight, we thought it might be nice if the viewers got in some questions. Our first for Mr. Dole is from Arbogast Pelagio of Achu, Oregon. Dear former senator, are you nuts? Your endless defense of that greedy nincompoop in the Oval Office turns my stomach. So again, are you nuts?
Well, I sure don't think I am. President Jr. is a terrific person and a good Republican. Sure, using nuclear weapons everywhere there's trouble might seem extreme to some, but the world's a lot quieter place now. We must stand firm against every threat. Besides, we got all those bombs. We gotta use some of them.
Mr. President?
Well, you'll notice that during my administration, we didn't hardly nuke anybody. Because me and Joe...
Ow, Mr. President.
Right, Al. We knowed you can't throw them thermonuclear devices around on a whim. Sure, no more Cuba, but you also got no cigars or coffee no more. Say, I'm getting paid for this, right?
As usual, sir.
Cool. So now we got all them Cubans floating around the Caribbean in them little bitty boats saying they're willing to wait the 27,000 years till they can go back home. That's nuts.
Bob Dole didn't tell them to do that. Hillary Clinton might have.
Oh, man, don't get me started. I told her all them showgirls was out of work, what with the strike and all. They gotta make some money somehow.
You tried it with Viagra yet?
How do you think I get through that stuff? Got a free batch from Hafner. I just married too young. I like little what's-her-name, Melissa.
Chelsea, sir.
Right, Chelsea. But dang, there's sure a lot of pretty women out there. Who's that little intern over there? She's right cute.
In my day, we'd have said she was the cat's meow. I didn't know what it meant then either.
Senator, Mr. President, our next viewer letter is from Mrs. Cleopatra Pepperday of Random Keech, Maine. Mrs. Pepperday writes, Dear President Clinton, are you nuts? How can you tolerate the endless attacks on your spineless, moronic administration by the minions of that greedy nincompoop in the Oval Office? Again, are you nuts, Mr. President?
Well, it depends on your definition of nuts. Am I ripe and waiting my time? Am I gonna get ground up into butter? Or am I crazy? You got all these here choices. Am I nuts about that intern? Sure, but that camera operator, she's right pretty too.
Got some meat on her too.
As to the administration, well, sticks and stones, you know. They get too out of line, I'll just send Al and Joe back on the trail. Heck, I may run again myself.
No, not that.
I think he's just trying to frighten you, Senator.
Well, it worked.
Gotcha, Bob. Hey, you tried the chili fries in the green room?
Gentlemen, the audience, our next question is for the President. Mr. Clinton, you egg-sucking hound of hell, how can you stand on the same platform as your noble, decent, honorable opponent? Your friend, Senator Elizabeth Dole, Tungsten Teeth, South Carolina.
Darn it, Elizabeth, you do that every show.
Elizabeth, I can stand here because they're paying us $250K each for these things. Your speaking fees ain't exactly peanuts neither, you know.
She makes a lot more than I do.
Our final viewer letter comes from Veiled Breath, Colorado, and 9-year-old Orange Sunshine Abramowitz. It's to both of you. Dear sirs, As I was only 2 years of age when you shared a debate stage, my experience is limited to my parents' videotape collection, which is extensive. Why on earth should anyone still care what the two of you think about anything, Senator?
Little wiseacre, wait till you get old and need pills to feel like a man, or a woman for that matter. War hero, career politician, hot senior citizen.
Mr. President?
Well, Orange Sunshine, you might end up having to vote for me again in 12 years. I'll only be in my early 70s, and you know, if you're a young lady now, you'd be about the right age to be a White House intern. Do you like pizza, Orange Sunshine? Because a fellow from Hope sure does. You try any of them little individual pizzas, Bob?
A little spicy for me, like that sick speech you just gave. By then, you'll weigh about 600 pounds.
I'll still work out a little. Let's go see if them White Castles are still warm.
Mr. President, those were leftovers from the Rolling Stones interview.
Whatever works. See you next week.
That's awful. He's gonna get all the burgers.
Before we go, sir, about that Viagra.
The great debate continues on many of this same station. Pay attention, this stuff might be important. The Great Debate is a product of the Average Network. All celebrities were interpreted by braising in heated olive oil with sesame seeds and 2 chopped cloves of garlic. After 3 minutes, reduce heat and add remaining celebrity ingredients. Serve on toast with a bed of space-age fabric. Serves 9,871. Stay tuned!